Hello, Bob in the Black Boots here at the wonderful Jackson Pike Wastewater Treatment Plant here in Columbus, Ohio, where I work. And I'm doing wastewater treatment type stuff, and it's all very exciting, as you can tell. The section I'm working today is the gravity thickener section. The way it works is the sewage. Sorry to sound pretentious, but hey, sometimes it's fun. Gotta have fun, or you go insane. But the sewage comes in our pump section, and it gets pumped into the plant from there. It's pumped through this, it's pumped through the grit building where it goes through these giant thingamabobbers. That's the technical term. Scientific term would be grit classifiers, where the grit is separated from the wastewater and then it is sent to the primary settling tanks. In the primary settling tanks, the velocity of the sewage is slowed down to the point that the sludge and the solids sink down to the bottom of the tank, and the floatable solids float to the top of the tank. And in the tank are these rotating collectors that skim the surface of the water on top and on the bottom to push the solids to different holding tanks. Obviously, the grease goes to one tank, the sludge goes into another tank to be disposed of. That's part of my section. The grit and the primary tanks are all part of my section, but it's called gravity thickeners because the sludge is pumped into the gravity thickeners, and that's where my main base of operations is. When the sewage is pumped into the gravity thickeners, it basically sits there and thickens via gravity, hence the term gravity thickener. It's all very exciting. And then it's pumped out the bottom into the sludge holding tank, where it then goes into digestion, and that's another section. So it's all very exciting, as you can tell. It's been an interesting day because it's for the last couple of days there has been rain in this general area, but not enough rain to push the sewage towards us and make us raise the flow of our plant. Allow me to get over here. We are currently pumping at a flow rate of 100 million gallons per day. That's kind of a high average. The average would be somewhere between 80 and 100 million gallons per day. Sometimes less, sometimes more. It's a rough figure. We can go up to about 150, 160 million gallons for a day. But with the weather reports and with the rain that we were supposed to be getting, we were ready to basically max out all of our pumps and get all the sewage that we can get through the plant. But it just hasn't hit us yet, so we've basically set the wet well level. Right now it's setting at 12 feet, and that's normal. Have the wet well, this is where the sewage collects to get pumped into the plant. But we usually keep that around 12 feet. We sucked that down to about 9 feet yesterday, getting ready for the rain to push the sewage towards us for high pumping rates. Does that make any sense? Doesn't make sense to me, and I'm the one that says it, and I'm the one that's actually doing it, too. Anywho. So, yeah. So that's what I'm doing. And it's exciting. Can't you hear it in my voice? Deep Pepsi is here. Deep Pepsi is one of my longest and oldest friends. Oldest and longest running friendships in my life. Better way to say it, probably. Kind of a love-hate relationship. But he does work with me here at the plant, and been my friend since I was a little Bob in the black tennis shoes. So hope everybody's doing well. I'm going to go for now, and I will be back for another day of Audio Mofo.